This is News Talk.
Obviously, Joe Biden's remarkable speech last night dominating a lot of the front pages this morning, beginning with the Irish Examiner. Obviously, they go with the speech, but they also, the photograph is of people climbing fences to try and get into the airport in Kabul yesterday. And the photograph is of a girl being hoisted up onto the fence as people fleeing the Taliban try to get into the airport in Kabul. The headline on the Irish Examiner is about Joe Biden, who they say in the Examiner is unrepentant as desperate Afghans struggle to flee Taliban. And Noel Baker writes that with the world looking on in disbelief, the Taliban has swept to power in Afghanistan, sparking global calls for the extremist group to allow swathes of people who want to flee the country to safely do so. And they cover US President Joe Biden. Obviously, he's facing a lot of criticism for withdrawing US troops, which has prompted a lot of this. But they say that he is defiant. After 20 years, I learned the hard way. There was never a good time to withdraw US forces. That's also on the front of the Irish Sun this morning. Biden, I have no regrets. Defiant Joe Biden last night defended his handling of the Afghanistan crisis and insisted he has no regrets. The Irish Daily Star, fleeing hell, stowaways fall to death from US jet, more killed in mob crushes. Seven people were killed, including some who fell from a packed departing US military jet at the airport in Kabul yesterday. And watching the news last night, you'd have to say, and I don't mean this in a glib way, but it did look like a scene from a movie when you see all of these people chasing the US plane and climbing onto the side of it. And it's just awful. That photograph also on the front of the Irish Times of people literally on top of a plane here, an Airbus A340. The headline in the Irish Times, Biden defends withdrawal of US troops. Joe Biden defending his decision after a day of confusion and trauma that saw the airport overrun by civilians desperate to flee Taliban rule. So certainly making the headlines here. Irish Independent goes with a different angle on what's going on in Afghanistan. An Irish aid worker based there has spoken of her determination to remain in the country and help its people as the Taliban sweep into the capital. This is Mary Ellen McGrorty from Donegal, who spoke of scary and nervous scenes as she and colleagues were forced to flee to the bunker of their compound amid the sound of gunshots ringing out over the city. She heads up the UN World Food Programme in Afghanistan, and she's among 23 Irish people currently in Afghanistan, and she's told the Irish Independent she has no intention of leaving or indeed trying to leave. Now to other news, the Irish Times tells us that an independent expert is going to be appointed to review Ireland's abortion laws. This is 3 years after, of course, the country voted in a referendum to allow terminations in certain circumstances. One of the clauses of that was that we have a review of how the laws are going, and an independent expert will make a series of recommendations to Health Minister Stephen Donnelly. So there's a lot about that in the Irish Times this morning and what this independent expert is going to do when reviewing our abortion laws. The Irish Independent has coverage of Owen Keegan's extraordinary interview here on News Talk yesterday with Kieran Cuddihy on The Hard Shoulder, where he said he believes that homeless tents should be removed from Dublin as they add to a perception that the city is edgy. If you've been on social media, you'll have noticed a huge reaction to that interview, and you can listen back on podcast on newstalk.com or indeed in Go Loud or on the Hard Shoulder Twitter. You can see about 5 minutes of the interview where Owen Keegan made those comments. He was speaking obviously after Jack Woolley, the Olympian, was randomly attacked by people on the Liffey boardwalk on Friday night, and Owen Keegan said he doesn't believe the capital is necessarily unsafe, it just has that perception. And there will be more reaction to his comments on homeless tents on News Talk Breakfast this morning, so tune in for that. The Irish Examiner picks up on a story which was in the Sunday Business Post on Sunday, which worried an awful lot of people that we could have blackouts this winter. And the Examiner says that while the Department of the Environment is insisting it's taking sufficient steps to avoid rolling blackouts this winter, it has admitted a shortage of electricity supply can never be ruled out. A department spokesperson told the Examiner there are a number of causes of the risk to security of the power grid. So obviously the reason why you'd have these blackouts is that the power grid could become overwhelmed. And the department says the reason for this risk is the growth of data centres and the expected closure of power stations that make up a quarter of conventional electricity generation capacity. Sinn Féin, quick out of the traps to criticise this. Darren O'Rourke, Sinn Féin spokesperson, quoted in The Examiner, blaming the blackout risk on the government letting data centres fly up in this country there. So it's a nervous time, I suppose, as we face into a winter if we are going to have blackouts. The Examiner has a different story now to do with children going to school. Jess Casey writing here that more children are starting school older and fewer are repeating a year of primary school now than at the turn of the millennium. The vast majority of schools remain under religious patronage, despite government targets to improve parental choice. And the reason why children are now older going to school, so the average age of junior infants starting school has steadily increased for the past 20 years. It's being put down to all of these preschool schemes, which the department outlines in its overview of education over a 20-year span. So they're saying all these free preschool years, more children going to creches and Montessori and all that stuff is leading to them starting junior infants later in life. Well, I say later in life, they're probably five rather than four or whatever. Now, if you are planning on getting a bouncing castle, and lots of you love them, and I'm sure there are plans for birthday parties and different things that you'd hire a bouncy castle, well, hundreds of those operators who run the bouncy castles currently are operating without insurance. This is in the Irish Independent. The reason they have no insurance is because they can't get cover from another another company has quit the market. So because it's pulled out now, they can't get cover. And parents who are planning on hiring bouncy castles are now being advised that if you hire one, you're going to be doing so at your own risk, because no insurer will give quotes for public liability insurance. And you do hear children having little trips and breaking things on bouncing castles. So obviously their view is that it's high risk maybe. Gerry Frawley of the Irish Inflatable Hirers in Federation, which is the umbrella body for bouncy castles, said operators were taking a huge financial gamble. So there's a big report in the Irish Independent about that. Final story for you this morning comes from The Telegraph, and we now have a new way to refer to stepchildren and stepmothers or stepfathers, and it all comes from some celebrities, including Princess Beatrice, she being the daughter of Fergie and Prince Andrew, and she has disclosed that she refers to her stepson as her bonus son. Now, this is the first time I've heard of this. Apparently it's been going around for a while, but the princess became stepmother to Christopher Wolfe, known as Wolfie, last year when she married his father. And bonus child and bonus parent are new ways of describing such a relationship, and apparently it's seen as in some way warmer than saying stepmother, stepfather or stepchild. Princess Beatrice referred to four-year-old Wolfie in an interview with Hello magazine, and she said that she prefers to refer to him as her bonus son. Not the first one, though, because the big supermodel Giselle has said that she uses the term bonus parent to refer to herself. So actually, she says she's bonus mum instead of stepmum because I feel like it's a blessing in my life. Very interesting. I'd love to hear your views on that. You can text us 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or tweet NT Breakfast. Is it warmer? Is it a nicer way to refer to your stepchild as a bonus child? You might let me know. Some retailers apparently have begun selling bonus son and bonus daughter greeting cards instead of stepson and stepdaughter.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.